Good morning. It's Monday, March 16th. I'm Deborah Frazier, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. KMUW's Carla Eccles shares with us a day in the life of a familiar face from a Wichita morning show. That's coming up after the news. A Sedgwick County Commission town hall on data centers drew hundreds of residents last week. Many in the crowd wore shirts or buttons that read "No Data Center" and called for a 3-year moratorium on the developments. Others called a moratorium a missed opportunity. Tanya Witherspoon is a Wichita resident.
Sedgwick County should be careful not to let understandable public concern and short-term political pressure produce a policy outcome that contradicts the state of Kansas's own infrastructure and economic development strategy.
County commissioners earlier this week issued a moratorium on battery energy storage systems. They did not extend one on data centers, which still runs through this June. A KMUW newscast item broadcast last week was incorrect. A plan to end anonymous reports of child abuse to the Department of Children and Families passed unanimously in the Kansas House last month, but as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, it faces opposition in the Senate.
The idea behind the plan is to reduce the number of fraudulent child abuse reports made to DCF. Supporters say these fraudulent anonymous reports have weaponized the state. The plan would still allow people to anonymously report child abuse to law enforcement. Supporters argue that a small number of anonymous calls have actually triggered investigations. Senator Joe Clays is against the legislation. He compares the anonymous calls to DCF to anonymous bomb threats.
Often there's not a bomb, more often than not, way more often than not. Probably a number that's pretty close to this, but we still respond to bomb threats.
A state official told lawmakers that 73 children were removed from homes during the past 2 years due to anonymous reports of child abuse. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Some people who live in southeast Kansas raised concerns last week about an underground nuclear reactor planned for Parsons. Deep Fission has been making progress on its small, 1-mile underground nuclear reactor meant to supply large power users like data centers. During a crowded public meeting, Parsons resident Marjorie Reynolds says she does not agree with the project.
This is an experimental project that no one voted for, that it's untested, and that if there is a contamination or an accident here, we're going to be living with this forever.
The project has bipartisan support from the governor and top lawmakers. The company is called the design safe because the drilling process is similar to oil and gas drilling. Companies using wells to explore the site now. The reactor is scheduled to be operating by July 4th. Kansans who changed the gender marker on their IDs now have an extended deadline to change them back. IDs that don't match a person's sex assigned at birth will remain valid until the close of business March 25th. Kansas Department of Revenue, which handles driver's licenses, announced the grace period. Last month, hundreds of transgender Kansans saw their IDs voided overnight by a new Kansas law. The agency says 148 Kansans so far have surrendered their licenses to comply. Another agency says the law could affect more than 1,800 birth certificates. Farm bankruptcy filings continue to tally up in the central U.S. as Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports they're the latest signs of a hurting ag economy.
Farm bankruptcy filings are typically a lagging indicator of farmers' financial distress. Bankruptcy filings last year were higher than in 2024, but they remain relatively low compared to the previous decade. Nate Kaufman, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, says that's partly due to a strong livestock economy, which has helped offset losses from crops.
Prices have been very high for cattle. So for those operations that have cattle available to sell, profit margins have been quite exceptional.
Still, with input costs for many farmers ballooning, the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates farm sector debt will grow to over $600 billion this year. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has lost 27% of its staff since late 2024 following firings, resignations, and paid leave arrangements. Nick Lewandowski is executive director of the Kansas Farmers Union. He says farmers are waiting longer to get help applying for financial assistance for special project funds.
jobs. These are jobs that not anybody can just do. And these are folks that have a lot of knowledge and experience that they've gained, you know, not just from wherever they went to university, but also from being in the field and doing this kind of work for many, many years in a lot of cases. So it's that institutional knowledge that we're losing.
Lewandowski says there have already been staffing shortages at the USDA for years, and more farmers will need resources as they face low prices and high input costs. Repair work on a bridge in northern Sedgwick County could delay traffic in the area starting today. Crews will begin resurfacing on the bridge at I-135 and 101st Street North. That's about 7.5 miles north of the I-135, I-235 junction. During construction, traffic on I-135 will be reduced to a single lane in the work area. It's expected to be completed by late August, depending on conditions. Drivers should allow extra time and use caution while traveling through the work zone. Wichita's emergency shelter is closing for the season today, barring further cold weather. Each year, the shelter offers around-the-clock space to rest and get a meal during frigid winter weather. People who are currently using the shelter will be given counseling on next steps and the opportunity to stay at the Second Light shelter. This year, Second Light Shelter and Services hosted the emergency shelter in its building at 1025 North Main. That building is under construction, but will eventually allow Second Light to provide shelter beds and supportive services on a year-round basis. State government has raided multiple retail stores across the state that sold unlicensed products containing kratom and alcohol. The Kansas Department of Revenue announced that its Alcohol Beverage Control Division searched a dozen businesses last week. Agents seized more than 1,000 bottles of what the agency described as illegal alcoholic products and unlawful beverages. State officials say the operation targeted the unlawful sale of alcoholic products disguised as kratom extract shots. The state did not name the shops, but locations included El Dorado, Pittsburgh, Salina, and Hayes. We'll be back after this.
KMUW's next Pint Night will be at River City Brewing Company in Old Town. You can meet other KMUW listeners and get to know our staff. We'll help provide some quality conversation, but we can't do it without you. It's 5:30 to 7 on Wednesday, March 18th. I hope you'll join us.
I'm Deborah Frazier, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Felicia Rolfe is a familiar face for many Wichitans. Besides being a morning news anchor on KWCH, Rolfe is known for her volunteer and mentoring work across the city. For this edition, In the Mix, Carla Eccles caught up with Felicia to see what the broadcaster's early mornings are like.
It's early, real early, as I meet Felicia in the well-lit parking lot.
Good morning.
Hello. Welcome to the early morning.
So this is a typical time you arrive?
This is it, right here, between 3:30, 3:45. And we kind of scoot ourselves in and try to stay awake.
Yes,
that is the plan. Hi, Pete.
Inside, she greets co-workers, sits down her lunch and makeup bag, and picks up a script prepared by a producer.
What you do is you prepare for the day with your makeup and all the things.
Yep, okay. And we're going to do that in a minute. But first, I'm going to do radio, and I'll read it through first. This is, hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe here. Today's headlines from 12 News. Voters in two communities are considering special sales tax measures today. And Wichita.
Next step, breakfast.
I'm going to get some oatmeal because I need energy to get through our 4 hours of talking and anchoring. As you can see, we come in undone. Rollers and no makeup on and all that. So we'll transform here in just a few. So now I'm getting ready to turn on my computer after I did the radio and start going through the scripts. We have 55 minutes before we go on the air. And Carla, I have to get my shocker blanket out.
Oh,
that's what keeps me warm, yeah. Because when we get in the studio, it is cold. Super cold.
Felicia, I know you've been in media for more than 20 years. What made you decide to get into media? What was it that inspired you?
You know, I always loved the media because I like interviewing. I like talking to people. So even as a young kid, I would do
like little shows at home, acting like I was a reporter.
And Felicia says it's a big responsibility.
You also have to realize that being on TV, people see you in a different light. So you have to carry yourself different and
what do
things different. Like, make sure you don't do anything bad because people are looking at you. So set a good example.
And some viewers zero in on your appearance.
Whether you're doing the news, even how you look, your hair, your outfits, your clothes. And we often do get emails that aren't very nice.
Really?
Yeah. And so you have to have a really thick skin.
Okay. Those eyelashes look perfect.
I got them. Normally, this is what takes me the longest. And sometimes they fall off when you're out there. And so I take my makeup bag out there with me so that I can get them back on.
And deliver the news.
Whether there's a water contamination in certain areas in the community, or even if there's a water main break. I mean, one time certain people didn't have water for days, and you're not going to know. Maybe you're at work when it happened. So we get that out to you.
How do you stay motivated? As you were mentioning, you know, you have all the news to cover for several hours.
I think that we just like it. It's so fun. And the people, so we get to come and hang out with these folks. So we consider ourselves a family. We do things outside of work together. So that makes it fun because nobody likes to wake up in the middle of the night as early as we do. And they have to look cute and talk without messing up.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back tomorrow for KMUW News. I'm Deborah Frazier.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
KMUW's next literary feast is Wednesday, March 25th at 6 p.m. We'll discuss Kin by Tayari Jones. Dinner is provided by Public, and participants are invited to bring a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.